we were already in bed, and we heard a very strange noise, and it sounds funny, but it almost sounds like what you hear on television, that sort of a whirring, high-pitched whirring noise.
Yes.
Now, we live out a ways in Salem. We're kind of out in the country a little bit, and we have wheat fields all around us. We just have one close neighbor. And it sounded like it was not coming from, you know, the sky so much as more on, you know, our level, ground level.
Yes.
Now, that was just hearing that. Now, the next night,
which was the date on that, do you remember?
Oh, gee, let me think now. Frank, do you remember what night that was? I know it was last week. Okay, he said he'd think while I told you about the next night, because this was the very next night.
Okay.
I have a new baby, and I get up often in the middle of the night, and I was in his room. This must have been I'd say about 4 or so in the morning, and I was nursing him, and I looked out the window, and I saw a very bright light, knowing it was much too low for a star, much too big for a star, and I knew it wasn't an airplane or a helicopter. And I looked at it for a little while, and then I looked down and tended to the baby, and within a minute or two, I looked back, and it was gone.
Uh-huh.
And so that was that. That's really it on that. If I had been more attentive to it at the time, I probably would have noticed more things about it.
Yes.
And then Sunday, we were with Cindy. We drove to Portland, and I just happened to have a conversation with her about, did she believe in UFOs? And she said no, and then I told her what had happened, and then just, you know, last night she cited those ones or what she thought
right.
was.
Okay, now that light that you saw, the bright light, which part of the sky was that located in?
You mean which direction?
Yes.
Okay, well, I was looking towards the west.
The west, okay.
Yes.
And do you have any idea in relation to altitude or degrees off of the horizon?
See, it's really hard for me to tell you that. I'm not real good at that,
uh-huh.
figuring, you know, so like so many feet, but it was, all I can say is it was low in the sky.
Very low, okay.
Yes.
Would you say it was close to the horizon?
No, let's say maybe a little bit higher than that.
Okay. And about how long did you watch that?
I watched that for a good 2 minutes, I'd say.
Okay. What color was it?
It was a bright light.
Just straight white.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh, okay. And it didn't move while you were watching it?
No, it sort of glistened or sparkled.
Uh-huh.
Or, yeah.
Okay.
But it was, you know, it was very big.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, let me ask Frank. Could you think what night that was? Okay, he said he was pretty sure it was Wednesday night.
Okay.
And I know that we heard the sound the night before I saw the object. It was a very strange sound, a high-pitched whirring.
And about how long did that sound last?
Oh, that was a couple of minutes.
Okay. Did that wake you up? Were you sleeping at the time?
No, it didn't wake us up.
About what time did that occur?
Well, we had just gotten into bed, so it was reasonably late at night, like towards midnight.
Midnight, okay.
We usually watch part of Johnny Carson, so I'm sure it must have been around that time.
Do you have any pets in your home?
Yes, we have 2 Irish setters, but usually at night they sleep in. They sleep in the basement during the winter.
Well, that sound didn't bother them then?
No.
No barking or anything?
No.
Okay. Okay, and your husband didn't see the light?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
He was sleeping. I'm the one that gets up in the middle of the night.
Oh. Okay, well, we sure appreciate your taking the time.
Oh, that's no problem at all. You know, there's, I suppose, no explanation for it, really, huh?
Well, not really. We don't know of any bright stars or anything in the western sky that hour of the morning.
Yes. Hmm. Well, okay, I'm glad if I could help.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.